Anyway, getting back to the Warner Brother cartoons, Schlesinger sold out to Warner Brothers. Jack Benny had heard these Warner Brother cartoons, and he called me in one day, and he said, "Mel," he says, "I've got a bear at my vault, that guards my vault. He says, can you growl like a bear?" So I said, "Sure." He said, "How would it sound?" I said, "Like this." He said, "Good, you're on next week." Well, I did this for 6 months. That's all I did was a growl of a bear for 6 full months. And finally, I said to Mr. Benny, "You know, Mr. Benny, I can also talk." Well, he laughed. He said, "I'll have the script writers write something in for you." So they did, and that's what I've been doing ever since, these various voices.
I think the most famous thing you did, at least to my recollection on the Benny Show, was the old Maxwell. And this used to bring the people into jolts of laughter. Do you recall how that went, that routine?
Well, I'll tell you how that happened. You know, they usually had a record that played the sound effect of the motor dying and stopping. But at this rehearsal, I saw that the plug wasn't put into the socket for the electric phonograph to play. So before I had a chance to tell the sound effects men, it came to that spot. And I did it orally, and it sounded like this. And then also his parrot, you know. He got a hold of a parrot that couldn't talk. Or if it could talk, it couldn't come in on cue, so I had to do the voice for that. And one of the lines was...
Maybe the cheapskate, maybe the cheapskate.
Mel Blanc joined the show on February 19, 1939. Benny was adding a new touch to the miser theme, a polar bear, which would live in his basement and help protect his money. The bear was christened Carmichael, and in 1941, according to Rochester, he ate the gas man. On Sunday, December 7, 1941, Japan attacked Pearl Harbor and Manila, thrusting the United States into World War II. That evening, the Jell-O program signed on at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
J-E-L-L-O.
The Jell-O program brought to you by Jell-O and Jell-O Puddings, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. The orchestra opens the program with the Gay Ranchero. To buy Jell-O, ladies and gentlemen, is to get several packages at a time and use them as you want them. And with the new Jell-O, you can do this without any fear that your supply of Jell-O will lose flavor and freshness as it stands on the pantry shelf. You can now buy a dozen packages of Jell-O at one time and know that they will all stay at the peak of their goodness until you want them. Because today, Jell-O's flavor is locked in. Locked into the Jell-O particles by an exclusive Jell-O process. The tiny Jell-O particles deliver their full-strength flavor to you intact. Now prove it for yourself. Open a package of Jell-O. Notice that there's no telltale aroma, no sign of escaping fragrance and flavor. But the instant you dissolve the Jell-O, you unlock its captive flavor, and out it pours in all its original richness. Tomorrow, when you order Jell-O, order several packages. Get all of Jell-O's 6 delicious flavors, and always have a full assortment on hand from which to choose. You can keep Jell-O as long as you please. Its flavor doesn't go away. We put it in and it's there to stay. The Gay Ranchero, played by the orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my very great honor to bring you a man who last Sunday on this program gave you what was undoubtedly the finest performance of his acting career.
That's right, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
So without further ado, I give you the only actor in America who can make Jekyll and Hyde sound like Brenda and Cobina, Jack Benny.
Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking, and Don, that may be your idea of a funny introduction. but to ridicule my performance of last Sunday, which everyone hails as a dramatic nugget. That really burns me up.
Now, take it easy, Jack. I thought you played the part well enough, but I happened to see the picture, and I didn't think you were as good as Spencer Tracy.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Well, Don, let me ask you something. Who signs your check every week? Spencer Tracy or the Benny Goose that lays the golden egg? Take that as my thought for today.
But, Jack, you don't seem to understand.
Oh, no.
When Spencer Tracy played the part, there was a decided difference between both characters. But when you did it, I couldn't tell your Jekyll from your Hyde.
Well, you can't tell your stomach from an igloo. So what do you know about it? A fine pal you turned out to be.
Not Jack.
And don't call me Jack. From now on, you will please address me as Mr. Benny, and I'll call you Mr. Wilson. Is that clear?
Oh, I think you're being very childish about the whole matter. Absolutely childish.
Don't try to bring my age down. Flattery won't help. Remember that, Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson? Who's Mr. Wilson?
That hulk over yonder. Listen, Mary, you witnessed my performance last week. What did you think of it?
Well, personally, I thought you were very good as Georgie Jessel.
I wasn't Jessel, I was Jekyll, Dr. Jekyll.
Well, in that case, phooey.
Phooey? What do you mean, phooey? I don't get it.
All right, take the word lovely and fool around with it.
Let's see. Lovely, lively, low... Now, Mr. Benny to you. And let me remind you and Mr. Wilson of something that you both may have forgotten. When I switched from Dr. Jekyll to that horrible Mr. Hyde and that gruesome look came over my face, women in the audience screamed. One of them even fainted.
Well, it won't happen today. They caught that mouse.
Oh, then I guess I can take these bicycle clips off my pants. However, as long as you and Don are in such a critical mood, I'd like to point out that Christmas is only 18 days away.
Why else did you come in mad at everybody?
All right, keep it up, keep it up. You know, I already bought your Christmas present, young lady, but I may exchange it for something cheaper.
Something cheaper?
Yes.
They don't dig a bargain basement that deep.
Well, you worked in more of them than I did. I can go along with a... Ouch! You do that once more, Miss Livingston, and there'll be a... Oh, hello, Dennis.
Oh, Mr. Benny. Gee, was that a performance you gave last week? Was that a performance?
Well, thanks, Dennis. I'm glad you liked it.
Not only me, my whole family thought you were wonderful.
That's nice. I'm glad someone appreciated me.
Listen, Jack, the trouble with you is the minute you do something halfway good, it goes right to your head.
Mr. Benny was wonderful.
Quiet. Why, to hear you talk, Jack, anyone would think you were the biggest ham in Hollywood.
Oh.
I'd like to see a bigger one, by golly.
Well, thanks, Dennis. You tried. Anyway, you thought I was good.
Oh, marvelous. What a performance.
Well, look, kid. I'm making out my Christmas list today, so before singing your song, how about throwing out a few hints? What would you like Uncle Jack to get you?
Well, I thought of a few things, but they're pretty expensive.
Just name them. You're one person in this cast that deserves the best. Wait till I get my pencil here. Now, what do you want, Dennis?
Well, I'd like to have a nice gray suit with a pinstripe.
Okay. One gray suit with pinstripe. Anything else?
Well, I'd love to have a grand piano to practice my songs on.
Okay. One grand piano.
Are you sure you got lead in that pencil, Mr. Benny?
Benny's show peaked in 1941 with an average rating of 30.8. By 1942, Jack was beginning to get into disagreements with General Foods. Variety reported as early as 1939 that the sponsor wanted to change Jack's sponsorship to Grape Nuts Flakes. Jack resisted the move, the Jell-O brand had become uniquely associated with Benny. However, by 1942, with wartime sugar rationing, General Foods pushed the product change through. Variety reported on March 4th that Benny would take Grape Nuts Flakes, while Kate Smith would now be sponsored by Jell-O. General Foods claimed the output of Jell-O would be so limited by the fall that they couldn't justify the cost of Benny's show. By then, the Jack Benny program cost General Foods $22,000 per week. Kate Smith's show would only cost $10,000. With the October 4th, 1942 season premiere, the show became the Grape Nuts Flakes program starring Jack Benny. Benny wasn't thrilled, also feeling General Foods hadn't done enough to promote the show. After back-to-back seasons with ratings over 30 points, Benny's 42-43 rating slipped to 26.3, losing roughly 2 million listeners. Jack had a unique contract. Thanks to a verbal agreement with NBC's president, Niles Trammell, Jack controlled his Sunday time slot. At the end of Jack's next contract, he was free to approach any sponsor pending NBC's approval. It meant that General Foods could lose their top star and their top time slot.